When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Lips, your voice saying yes. How could I replace?
Hey, cover boy, you're our number one.
The light that lights your face.
Let's kiss a lot, live like this a lot.
Now I see the way it's meant to be, 'cause you're so right.
And Tony Bennett is oh so right to lead off our show. What show wouldn't want to be led off by Tony Bennett? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the nautical hamlet of Southampton, New York. Why nautical, might you say? Because today we are going to turn our sights to a show much beloved by moi called O Captain from 1958. It's probably the most esoteric show I've ever devoted an hour to. But when I was growing up, we had two albums that I listened to all the time. One was Noel Coward in Las Vegas, and the other was this album called O Captain on Columbia, which had this very saucy French maid wearing only an apron and a captain's hat, sort of cooking, I don't know, sauce, because she was saucy, on an oven range. And this was a show from 1958 that starred Tony Randall. It was directed by Jose Ferrer, who co-wrote the book, and had a great score by Livingston and Evans. It didn't make the grade. It was not one of those eternal shows, clearly, because it's never been revived anywhere professionally, as far as I know, in a major venue. And it was still given so much attention because this was the era where a Broadway show with some great songwriters that had some pizzazz and some fizz would be exploited in the best possible sense commercially on so many different venues. So today, we're going to take a happy tour through the score of O Captain. I think the first thing to say about O Captain was it featured a score by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans, and our family was related to one of them. We never knew, but that's how we got this demo recording of O Captain in our house. And they were yet another powerhouse team like Arlen and Mercer or Warren and Dubin, who had a big Hollywood success who tried unsuccessfully to turn their tunesmith talents to the Great White Way, even though they could barely be more talented. They wrote songs like Buttons and Bows, eventually Tammy, Silver Bells, and this song, sung by Doris Day, which is one of the most popular songs of the 1950s. So, from the pen and keyboards of Jay Livingston and Ray Evans, Que Sera Sera.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be, que sera, sera.
Well, wouldn't you want that songwriting team be the ones to write your Broadway musical? Oh, Captain starred Tony Randall, and Tony Randall then wasn't quite the Tony Randall he became after The Odd Couple. He was known as a television actor for Mr. Peepers and had done some Broadway plays, a couple of movies, and he was, frankly, not the first choice for the role. This was a role originated by Alec Guinness in a movie called The Captain's Paradise, about a philandering sea captain who leads a very stable, stolid life in England and goes, I think in the movie it was Zanzibar, where he becomes a swinger, as they used to say, and had a mistress. They transposed it to Paris instead of Zanzibar. Makes sense. Shorter trip, I guess. They wanted Danny Kaye. They wanted Laurence Olivier. They wanted George Sanders, I think, but they got Tony Randall. And boy, did he deliver. He had charm to spare. And like many musicals of the 1950s, it opened up with a group number telling you everything you needed to know. So here is the wonderful, I think, overture to O Captain, as well as its opening number, set in England. So take it away, Jay Blackton, at the baton.
Thank you. This is a very proper town, it is. One of the jewels of the crown, it is.
We have a proper church with proper bells to chime. A most delightful ghost who comes out at the proper time.
Here, every lad's a proper lad.
Behold, and every home is ivy clad.
But cold,
we gave the world our twig and the Churchill victory sign.
The jaguar and the crumpet and the scotch of Valentine.
We ship our oldest movies across the sea to Channel 9. This is a very proper English town.
I keep the scoundrels on the run.
What help?
No crime since 1681.
Right so.
We have our bowler hats for gentlemen in trade.
Our beef's beyond belief, but it's saved by marmalade.
We have the Colonel Brent to fill the sea. He thinks Victoria is still the queen. We never win at sports, but we have a dashing style. At tennis, golf, or football, they all rip the British Isle.
Of course, we were the ones who ran the first 4-minute mile.
We have a very proper game.
London Times, my daily spot of tea, the lectures and the talks that they give on the BBC. I'm all for progress, as you know.
I say,
long as we keep the status quo.
Hooray!
If you would like some fun, you can count on me for sure. A game of darts, a quiet chat, a Sunday walking tour. I love to watch the pipits as they're mating on the moor. This is a very proper.
This is a very proper.
This is a very proper.
This is a very proper. This is a very proper.
Well, it's no Oh What a Beautiful Morning, but it's a clever opening number to Oh Captain, the musical we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street. Tony Randall plays this philandering sea captain, Captain Henry St. James, and the writers were very clever. They gave him three separate solos at the beginning of the show to kind of explain his worldview. The same melody, somewhat the same lyrics, but they changed depending on what venue he was singing about or singing from. So we're going to combine all three of them with the amusing intonation and a British accent of Tony Randall, Life Does a Man a Favor.
Life does a man a favor when it gives him simple joys, a home of gentle charm from which he hates to roam, someone to touch his arm and say, I'm glad you're home. This is a world that I want to stay with and face each day with composure and poise. And the greatest favor life could ever give is to let me live the life I want to live.
Quiet way, and he's so used to me.
not for us, old girl.
In Paris, lovers are turning the light off.
No, not for us.
Of course not.
The greatest favor life could ever give is to let me live the life I want to live.
Life does a man a favor when it leads him down to the sea.
Down to the sea!
Good show. This is a world of men where just the strong survive. We're on the foam again, and now we're free. Amen, silly! You haul batten down the hatches, nothing matches the roar of the sea.
The roar of the sea!
Good show. And the greatest favor life could ever give is to let me live the life I want to live.
Captain James, Captain James, Captain James, Captain James.
The sea has a salty flavor
when you're the captain.
Definitely.
We're sailors to the core. We hate to leave the ship.
What is there on the shore for you and me? Amen, sir.
The spray and the wind and the white caps. Nothing in sight,
cats. The smell of the sea.
The smell of the sea. And the greatest favor life could ever give is to let us live the life we
want. Come, Mr. Mantone, let us shoot the sun.
Yes, Captain.
Life does a man a favor when it puts him in Paris. France is so ideal, it's everything they've said. No matter how you feel, you're better off in bed. I make each day such a très-gay excursion. This extroversion is good for me. And the greatest favor life could ever give is to let me live a life I want to live. Hey, madame. I say, madame. Here I'm standing with a big bouquet, madame. Shall I give it to Mary? Or tonight I might invite Kiki. Hey, madame. I say, madame. There's a pretty girl in each cafe, madame. Have you ever seen Yvonne? She's a French bonbon in pink chiffon. People in love live in Paris. So I'm out to get about to get a girl. A man with no love life in Paris is like a carousel that has nowhere to whirl. Oh, madame. Oh, no, madame. What if they've gone off with someone else, madame? How can I enjoy the city if I wander on my own? Say you're mighty pretty and you seem to be alone. You say tonight you're free. Well, how about you and me taking in Gay Paris, madame?
And we're in Paris. Not only Paris, but 1950s musical comedy Paris, which was its own particular universe. In the original production of this show, Tony Randall had a mini comic ballet with Alexandra Danilova, who is one of the great ballet dancers of the 20th century. I think she was in the show for 4.5 minutes. She doesn't appear on the cast album, and critics said it was the most charming and wonderful moment in the show. So again, this is the 1950s on Broadway, folks, the era of the show for the tired businessman. And boy, in my opinion, did O Captain deliver. Now, another thing O Captain delivered was sex. And this was in the form of Abby Lane, who was this hot chanteuse of the era. I think she was married to Xavier Cugat. And she was Captain Henry St. James' mistress, Bobo. But again, in this weird amalgam, this weird universe of the 1950s, she was signed with RCA Victor, which means she was not allowed to record the Columbia cast album. So a sub, a great woman by the name of Eileen Rogers sang her part, but I have found the song that Abby Lane actually sang in the show called Femininity, and we'll hear it today as part of the O Captain score on Broadway to Main Street.
Femininity, I guess I'm overblessed with femininity. I want the family life, woman's career, but all that I get is a pinch or a leer. Femininity, my femininity, just seems to bring out basic masculinity. What do I do that turns man into beast? They want me the most when I offer the least. If I defend the West, then they attack the East. All I do is turn a smile on, and their eyes go to my nylon. That's the price of femininity. Femininity, femininity has always brought a crowd to my vicinity. Why do they stare from my head to my toes? Don't other girls have the same these and the those? Personality, my personality, just makes them all expect my hospitality. When a man asks me to stop by his place, I never intend to be caught in the chase. Why do I always end up in a mad embrace? There are times I can't help thinking, as the ship is slowly sinking, I'm so bored with femininity.
Dreamer, yes, I am. All this and more, I confess, I am. This report is special on how I arranged my echelon of three paradises, one, two, three. Each a utopia designed by me. Paradise number one, in Surrey, Mrs. St. James. Ah, a woman of rare qualities, a helpmeet to satisfy all the home-loving instincts in me. Industrious and domesticated, happy with the thousand and one activities of the daily round. A woman whose entire existence revolves around the joys of hearth and home. Paradise number one, perfect for the Englishman. Bounded on the north by the cricket club, bounded on the south by the tepid tub, bounded on the east by the Union Jack, and on the west by bric-a-brac, and on the west by bric-a-brac. Paradise number two. This ship, a man's club on the water. Good talk, vintage port, a fine Havana. A man's world, a manzanier. Paradise number two, where the men are navy blue. Bounded on the north by Cunard White Star. Bounded on the south by a good cigar. Bounded on the east by the captain's log. And on the west by gruel and grog. And on the west by gruel and grog. Two worlds, eh, Manzanet? Not particularly unique, you'd say, eh? But satisfying, yes. Another man might have stopped there. But I dare to ask the question, is this enough? Is this all? Isn't there something more? A third paradise that some may dream of, but few dare to build and inhabit. After all, Manzanet, it is absurd to imagine that the same woman who cooks up the kippers can kick up the capers. And so, paradise number three, Paris, a woman named Bobo, a child of nature, the epitome of the jungle, the mate for the tiger in me, the she-animal whom all men desire. Paradise number three, land of morning lechery,
bounded on the north by Toulouse-Lautrec's, bounded on the south by the Act of Six, bounded on the east by a left bank den, and on the west by sex again, and on the west by sex again. Three paradises, one, two, three, each a utopia designed by me. The first, my quiet home on land. The second is my ship's command. The third is a world of ecstasy. Three paradises belong to me.
Back to Tony Randall from the original cast album of O Captain. Again, 1950s Broadway. It's a, what does he say? It's a mistake to think that a woman who can cook up the kippers can kick up the capers. I mean, if I had written that line, I would just buy myself lunch and, like, nap for the rest of the day. O Captain had a lot going for it coming into town. It got great reviews in Philadelphia. And on the wave, or the tidal wave of My Fair Lady, Columbia went all in. Columbia Records went all in and jobbed out a lot of the score to its A-list singers. Here is one of the A-list singers of all time, Joe Stafford, singing a beautiful ballad from O Captain, released before the show even came into town.
We all have certain dreams that we hope and hunger for, but when they come our way, they don't seem quite like the dreams we've been waiting for. It's never quite the same. It's never what you hope to find. You never see the pictures you have painted in your mind. The rainbow looks a beauty when you see it up ahead, but but there's one joy that measures up to all the things they claim. For when you find true love is yours, you're never quite the same.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today I'm reveling in the score to O Captain, a 1958 flop, which was a huge favorite of mine growing up, and I think still has so many charms to share. I want to remind listeners that our weekly program is sponsored in part by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund, so we doff our sailor's cap to them today. As I said earlier in the broadcast, O Captain was directed and the book was co-written by José Ferrer, one of the titanic talents of the 1950s, who was also married to Rosemary Clooney. And he decided he had to get in the act, too, because Joe Ferrer always had to get into the act. And he recorded, I don't know, 10, 12 songs with Rosie Clooney on the MGM label. That's the kind of thrust, no better word to say it, that O'Captain had. Everybody wanted to get into the act. So here is a duet from O'Captain. This is the captain's British wife comes to Paris and she's hit on by a Spaniard. It hardly matters. Here's Joe Ferrer and Rosie Clooney.
We're not children at the start of life. We're not children. We're a part of life. Take it as it comes. Gather all the plums. Don't be afraid.
I couldn't. I shouldn't.
The sparkling wine of sensuality is here to warm us up. Why take just a sip? Why don't we drain the cup? We're both human and we're hearing passion's mighty roar. Just remember, we're not children anymore. We're not children, so don't be a prude. Only children think a nude is nude. It's a normal thing. If we have a fling, who'll ever know?
You're cute.
Shall we both be intellectual or blaze erotic trails? Let's flip a coin. Will it be heads or tails? On to victory. We'll keep winning and we won't keep score. Just remember, we're not children anymore. We're not children.
What would my husband say?
We are not children.
My husband's far away. I've been so repressed. Now I feel undressed. But I'm not afraid.
Don't be afraid. All you English, when the chips are down, you always pass the test.
England expects each man to do his best.
Ah.
We can't fight it. Paradise is knocking at our door. Let's remember, we're not children anymore. We're not children. I was prim as hell. We're not children. Now I'm Jezebel, burning with desire, suddenly on fire, and you've lit the flame. Mi querido, won't you show me how to have a night of bliss? You've done so much. Tell me, have you tried this? Hold me closer, make me tingle to my very core. Just remember, we're not children anymore.
Are you sure?
Just remember, we're not children anymore.
Look, are you sure?
Just remember, we're not children.
Are you sure you're Rosemary Clooney?
Like, hey, all you people in Kentucky, USA. We got, like, beautiful horses, yeah, like, beautiful women. And this great philosophy, like, do what you like, but whatever you do, enthusiasm, enthusiosusiosette, enthusiasm.
Enthusiozuziozat. That's the key. Every game in life, it's the same in life. If you look for fame or a name in life, you can't be too tame in life. Give it all you got, you gotta give it. Give it, give it all you got. You gotta give it, give it, give it all you got. When you're in the ninth, you got two out, a run behind and the game's in doubt. Hit that ball a mighty clout and give it all you got.
You gotta give it, give it, give it all you got. You gotta give it, give it, give it all you got.
If you want something, you gotta do something. You won't get your break just by waiting in the lake. You gotta go swimming. You men and women, when you want a raise, you need the dough. The boss looks up and he hollers no when you tell him where to go. Give it all you got.
You gotta give it, give it, give it all you got. You gotta give it, give it, give it all you got.
Gal insists on a wedding tune. Save your strength for the honeymoon and give it all you got.
You gotta give it, give it, give it all you got. You gotta give it, give it.
Just embrace the human race, then what are you gonna do?
Give.
Give what?
Give it.
Give it all. On with the show and the ladies of the ensemble. That's a French word for like broads.
What would a 1950s Broadway musical set in Paris be without a cabaret number? That was Susan Johnson leading us off as, May, I think, who runs this club in Montmartre. And she was one of Broadway's great second bananas. And, of course, the chorus girls have to be out of tune on the last number because they can't really. Anyway, again, it's the 50s, folks. Please don't hold it against me. Today we're looking at the score of O Captain, and as I said before, a lot of pop artists got a hold of the score and did some wonderful things, not the least of which was Rosie Clooney, who was married to the director at the time and transitioned from her Columbia contract to MGM during the run of the show and recorded songs from the show on both labels. So here are two beautiful songs from the score to O Captain, sung by Rosemary Clooney.
Hey, fellas, will you not get so frantic, please? Just keep it simple. Don't make too much of it. Love is simple. Let's enjoy each touch of it. Don't end up with self-reproach. Don't bring your dramatic coach. Take that direct approach. Don't upset it. Come and get it. Come with me, but don't pack a big valise. Take my key, but don't expect a long-term lease. For tonight, c'est la guerre.
and tomorrow who knows where. Keep it simple and we'll have a simply splendid affair. Keep it simple, no crazy chords for me. Keep it simple, let me hear the melody. After you've been soundly kissed, don't run to your analyst. When basic drives persist, don't inhibit, just ad-lib it. I'm not standoff, and I'm frustration free. Take your hand off, this you'll never hear from me. Here is my moral code, have your fun then hit the road. Keep it simple, sweet and simple. Keep it simple, sweet and simple. And we'll have a simply swinging affair. The morning music of Montmartre creates a certain feeling, and Sunday morning in Montmartre is when it's most appealing. The concierge with sleepy eyes starts her daily chore. The florist gets his day supplies and opens up his store. The church bells play a rondelay. The city rhythms start, and every note's a sweet sound, small side street sound. This is the morning music of Montmartre.
Warm and mellow. The lark is in the key of A, the dove is playing cello. Bonjour, monsieur, madame, mademoiselle, cheerful voices blend.
That's music from the small hotel,
as friend is greeting friend.
The sight of bells that are proud to play their part. This is the day we rest up and get dressed up, sharing the morning music of Montmartre.
I feel as peaceful as a child in the morning hush. The color scheme so warm and wild would make a rainbow blush. I start my day this lovely way with music in my heart. And as I go my way now, I can say now, I've heard the morning music, magic music. I love the morning music.
Well, as I said earlier, O Captain, the Broadway musical from 1958, definitely took on the picaresque tones of Paris in this show. And one of the things that happens in the plot is Henry St. James, the captain of the title, his wife Maud comes from England and surprises him, and there's a duet with Henry's mistress named Bobo. And O Captain had so much enthusiasm coming into town for it that it was recorded by everybody. And here's a jazz album with Jackie Paris and Marilyn Moore. And I think the sidemen are like Art Farmer and Oscar Peterson and Hank Jones and you name it. A beautiful number from the score to O Captain from a jazz point of view. Let's return to the original cast album on Columbia of O Captain. As invariably would happen, the wife and the mistress not only confront each other, but confront Tony Randall as well. Here's Jacqueline McKeever, and for this recording, Eileen Rogers. This is a trio. They're hard to pull off with wit, I think. I think this is tremendous. I think the lyrics and the music in this are as clever as anything. Yes, you hear me, as My Fair Lady, which opened 2 years earlier. Here is Double Standard. From O Captain.
I came to you are bride to you.
Yes, Maud.
My contract says I'm tied to you.
And you certainly are.
But you're as free as a little bird is.
There's a word for you, you tainted saint.
Bobo.
But as a lady of restraint, I can't tell you what that certain word is.
Oh, how shocking.
Mine eyes have seen the battle light. I'm tired of being a satellite. Just another gal in your galaxy. If you want your double standard, then you don't want me.
If I should shake my hip a bit, then you greedy hypocrite, you dare to tell me I'm being shameless.
You have set a new Olympic mark for clearing hurdles in the dark, and yet you stand around acting blameless. You pull the switch, it's so routine, and just like any good machine, I'm to do just what you expect me to. Well, if that's your double standard, then a pox on you. You're famous on the boulevards. I bet you pose for postal cards. I'm sure nobody could do it better.
But if I should let an eyebrow twitch, I start with B and rhyme with itch. Like I'm the star of the Scarlet Letter.
Who knows how many times you've been cavorting down the street of sin.
Anywhere you hang, your pants is hard.
If you want your double standard, we'll just have to roll.
You think I'm sweet and gentle and never wild.
But we're not children and I'm no child. Did it ever occur to you I could give you more? If you want your double standard, demand a double standard.
A great number with Tony Randall from O Captain. I hope you didn't mind my indulgence playing the score. I think it's good as anything in the 1950s. Score by Livingston and Evans. Great performance by Tony Randall. O Captain had such enthusiasm for it that Johnny Mathis recorded a ballad from the show, and it was on his Johnny Mathis All-Time Greatest Hits, which is one of the most popular LPs of all time. So let's let Mr. Mathis take us out with All the Time, and then we'll go to the finale of O Captain. Thanks for jumping aboard this particular ship, folks.
I want you with me all the time. Sunrise and sunset and all the time. You are the one love I am living for. Had we just begun love, could I love you? See, these are the feelings you waken in me. I had my moments and a dream or two, but I needed someone all the time. And all the time it was you. Someone all the time.
time and all the time it was you.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.